In and Out of the Kitchen by Damien Trench. The Birthday. Thursday, April the 30th.
Could you pass the yoghurt, please, Damien?
Not until you've removed that baleful scowl from your face, Anthony. Probably curdle it. That's better.
Thank you.
Oh, what is the matter? I thought you'd love the idea of a narrowboat holiday.
I have nothing against a canal boat holiday.
Narrowboat?
I just didn't have you down as a canal boat holiday person, that's all.
I think it's an ideal way to spend my birthday. A few leisurely days cruising slowly through idyllic English countryside with only nature for company.
Exactly, with only nature for company. But your mother and father too and Mr. Mullaney and a heavily pregnant Marion in a confined space for a week? I mean, those are the conditions.
Anthony, remember what we're celebrating, please.
Those are the conditions that make close relationships even closer, and I can't wait.
I mean, we won't be on the boat all the time. I've already devised a provisional itinerary. Country pubs, stately homes, a visit to the Museum of 17th Century Building Technology for Mr. Mullaney, obviously, but I thought it might be quite a sly move if we made it look like that was your idea. Anthony, you are going to have to talk to Mr. Mullaney sooner or later.
Absolutely, and this is the perfect opportunity, a leisurely holiday where I can take full advantage of the chance to get away from it all and de-stress by being stuck in a confined space with the root cause of all the stress.
But Anthony...
No, I understand. Apparently it is I who need to apologise to Mr. Mullaney for buying a property with my money for him to do up for 50% of a huge profit.
Well,
this trip will provide the ideal opportunity to acknowledge this elephant in the room and bow to the majority verdict and accept my apparently well-deserved public humiliation.
Oh, don't be so dramatic.
Once the floating Stalinist show trial is complete, we can put all behind us and continue on our narrowboat nightmare.
Well, thank you for at least saying narrowboat. I hope no one's gone to too much trouble over a present. I said I hope no one's gone to too much trouble over a present.
I wouldn't know.
What do you mean? Has there been no discussion?
Well, you told us not to go to too much trouble over a present.
And I meant it.
Now whose face is going to curdle the yoghurt?
I just don't like surprises, that's all.
All right, then, since you ask, I've bought you...
Don't tell me! It'll spoil the surprise.
It may surprise you to know that I, Damien Trench, have never liked surprises. So, when it comes to my birthday, I absolutely insist on doing things my way. A point of principle which may stem from the fact that I entered this world on the first day of May, also known as International Workers' Day. Admittedly, my commitment to social reform has rarely expressed itself via the barricades or the street demonstration, but this has always been the result of persistent diary clash, rather than any lack of engagement. I recall, for example, being all set to partake in the anti-Iraq war march of February 2003, until, at the very last minute, I realised that I had a long-standing commitment to provide Bourguignon for 8 the following day, and it would compel me to spend the Saturday afternoon sourcing and marinating beef shin, and not exercising my precious right to protest. Nevertheless, I took the time to send text messages to a couple of friends who were on the march to express my solidarity, and indeed check that they'd enjoyed the contents of a light picnic that I'd helped prepare for them. All part of the struggle. Speaking of struggles, Anthony and Mr. Mullaney have not been on the best terms ever since they went into business doing up properties together. Anthony panicked at an auction and bought a house so decrepit that, as Mr. Mullaney put it, even the ghosts had moved out. Anthony, of course, disagrees, saying the building has a rustic charm, but that's all very well, he doesn't actually have to renovate the ruddy thing. And so an animus has developed between the two, an animus which I rather hope to dispel via the medium of narrowboat.
Hello?
Damo! Namaste, salam, shalom, and top of the morning.
Ah, hello, Ian. Detox going well?
I can honestly say, Damo, I have never felt better in my entire life. I've rid myself of burden. Alcohol, tobacco, gone. Wife that didn't understand me or didn't want to understand me or, how did she put it, understood me only too well, gone. Ditto caffeine, sugar, sweet corn.
Sweet corn?
I simply cannot digest the stuff. Don't get me started.
I wouldn't dream.
Now, I have news on the contract for your TV show. I noticed a couple of carelessly worded clauses and finessed a few ambiguous interpretations. So, hello, worldwide residuals.
Gosh, that is exciting. That's excellent news to be going on holiday with.
Holiday?
Yes, it's my birthday tomorrow and we're going away for a few days.
Of course. Happy birthday. Joe, where are you headed? Venice, Sardinia, the Barbados?
The Warwickshire Ring, actually. A narrowboat holiday. I did think about Italy, of course, but Marion can't fly in her condition.
Oh, Marion! Marion's going?
Yes.
Well, that's great. Very selfless of you to think of her. And all the extra stuff one needs to lug around for someone in that condition.
Oh, well, I'm sure Mr. Mullaney will be doing most
of it. Mr. Mullaney, of course he'll be there. Naturally, what was I thinking, given that those two... Well, I hope you have a lovely time, the four of you. Let's hook up when you're back and go out somewhere suitably classy to celebrate. My treat, and bring your parents.
Oh, Damien, I've bleached the upstairs four times now. It doesn't seem to make a shred of difference.
Anthony, I am on the phone.
Like it's painted on. Oh, sorry.
That's very kind of you, Ian. Although, to be honest, I should think I'll have seen enough of them for a little while after this trip.
Oh, your parents are going too. And naturally, they are.
Ian, I'm very glad you've rung, actually, because...
Oh, God, Ian, please.
I know it's short notice, but would you be free to join us? In fact, Anthony's in the background. Perhaps you're going to hear him positively insisting that I ask you to join us.
What?
Oh, God, Ian, please, he just shouted. He's been on at me for days to invite you, but you know me, always last minute.
Well, Damo, I have a very, very busy few days scheduled.
Oh, well, never mind.
So I'm going to tell Josephine to clear the diary right now. Let me know the where and when, and I'll be there. Ciao, Damo.
I think I'm with you now, not liking birthday surprises.
Oh, for goodness sake, what could I do?
You could not mention it. You could have just had a business conversation with the agent. Kept some boundaries.
He has had a hard time recently.
He's going to turn the whole trip into one flow of the cuckoo's nest on water.
Look, Anthony, we have an early start tomorrow morning. Are you fully packed? Are you sure you don't need to slip in a little pinch of compassion for a fellow human being?
No, certainly. I'll put it in the first aid kit, next to the anti-pomposity spray.
Oh.
Oh, no, we've run out of that.
Friday, April the 31st. The big day was upon us, and so Anthony and I loaded the Uno with as many provisions as I thought we'd need for 7 days meandering along the canals of the fabled Warwickshire Ring. We swung by to collect my parents, who had misheard and thought that we were going to see a performance of Wagner's Ring in Warwickshire, and yet still insisted on playing Ride of the Valkyries out of the car stereo. Not altogether ideal, but it did bring a certain frisson to the journey when Anthony, casting about in the footwell for an errant travel suite, suddenly exceeded the speed limit by at least 8 miles per hour.
Ahoy there, is this the Warwickshire Ring narrowboats?
No, we just put the great big sign up there to confuse people.
Yes.
Mr. French, is it?
Trench, yes.
Come this way. Some of your people are on board already.
Really?
Morning!
Damien! Anthony! Kettle just boiling. Cup of tea?
Oh, no, Marion, don't get up. In your condition, you should relax.
I'm fine, Damien. I'm pregnant. I'm not dying.
Hello, Marion. Hello, Mr. Sam.
Anthony. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Yourself?
Grand. Tea?
Thank you.
Your mum and dad not with you?
They're in the car, packing up the Wagner CDs.
Well, I'm so sorry, I thought we were in good time.
No, we got here way early. I got a massive craving for chicken balti and pickles, so we came up last night and stayed over in Birmingham.
Here we are. Tea.
Anyone like a spoon of Marmite in theirs? Just me, then. Oh, here they are.
Oh, hello, Marion. Oh, don't get up, not in your condition.
I'm fine.
This boat is tiny.
Oh, don't be silly, Dennis. This is just the little boat that'll take us out to the bigger boat.
What bigger boat? This is the boat.
What?
Don't you worry, missus. You'll soon get used to it. Just a matter of scrunching up your bones and pretending you're a hobbit. And you, sir,
yep.
Being especially tall, you might want to mind your head.
Oh, yes, thank you. I will.
Now, just the paperwork to complete, and I can leave you to enjoy your holiday. Do you want to take out any extra insurance?
Extra insurance?
It's really not worth it, to be honest. Just gives us an extra 50 quid. Doesn't mean you're covered if the boat sinks or...
If it sinks?
Yeah, but not quite sure how one ever would sink it, short of it catching fire or getting torpedoed.
Torpedoed?
Yes, but that's highly unlikely. As far as I know, they cleared the blast of the U-boats out of the canal years ago.
As far as you know?
Mr. Touchstone was, I think, just making another joke.
God!
Perhaps if we played the Wagner loudly, it might appease them.
Oh, now that is a brilliant idea. Yeah, although I'm not, of course, in the business of appeasing Nazis, as you know.
No one is accusing you of any sort of collaboration, Mother.
Good.
What is the procedure in the event of a major emergency?
What, like running out of beer?
No. I mean, if we were to find ourselves in difficulties, do we have a ship-to-shore radio?
You don't have ship-to-shore radio, no. But you do have boat hooks. Anyway, you're never going to be more than 3 yards from the bank.
I see. So do we have to notify the Coast Guards of our proposed route or anything?
No. Your top speed is 7 miles an hour. You can go that way along the canal or that way along the canal. Can't go too far wrong.
Oh, nevertheless, I think that we should take out the full insurance.
Ahoy there, shipmates!
Oh, Ian!
Ah, Jim lad.
Sorry, I'm late. I decided to get here without being a slave to the sat-nav and Western concepts of time, and it's added 8 minutes 42 seconds to my ETA. Classic.
Mrs. T, do we have to have the music so loud?
It's to keep away the U-boats.
Yeah, I think you'll be all right, Mrs. Trench. I'm picking up nothing on the sonar.
I'll go. Oh, so we do have sonar. Well, that is a relief.
Yeah, why don't I show you to your cabin?
Oh, all right.
Oh, dear, it's very choppy, isn't it? Excuse me.
Oh, Dad, are you sure you're... What are you bringing up?
We've not even cast off yet.
Anthony.
Yes?
Ow! Oh!
You really need to mind your head.
Thank you, Mr. Mullaney.
Dad, are you all right?
Yeah, do you mind if I rest on the bank for half an hour before we set off? I need to get my mind in the right place. Find my sea legs.
Soon we were all installed in our cosy berths, although Anthony insisted on dryly calling them cupboards, and then reconvened in the saloon to compare notes and suggestions for a rough plan of action and itinerary. It turned out that no one had bothered to consult the meticulous list of internet links and notes that I had spent considerable time preparing in advance. Livid at this lack of team spirit, I beamed a smile and repaired to the galley to cook. I'm sure I heard Anthony under his breath describing me as skulking off, but I did not give him the satisfaction of rising to the bait. First choice was, of course, a local traditional West Midlands dish, chicken balti.
For this, you will need one chicken, jointed, tomatoes, 6 of, natural yogurt, pot of, hot water, splash of, and 4 onions, chopped. For the balti paste, you will need a slice of fresh tamarind, tomato puree, fresh chilli, grated ginger, crushed garlic, freshly ground cumin, coriander and nigella seeds, and, of course, a modest grating of fresh turmeric root. Grind with the pestle and mortar and add a dash of vinegar and a pinch of salt until you have a thick and fragrant paste. Then heat your karai or balti. Anthony?
Yes?
Would you mind fetching me the large karai, please? It's stowed in the aft starboard locker with the asparagus steam and the fish kettle and the pie weights.
Oh, okay.
Anthony?
Yeah?
Ah! Ouch! Ow!
Mind your head. While the karai heats, dice the onions and sweat them in a little oil or ghee. Then joint a chicken and brown it in the pan. Remove and cook the onions until brown and add the balti paste. Cook for a minute or two with a little water until mixed evenly. Return the chicken to the sauce and add tomatoes. When the tomatoes have reduced, add the yogurt and simmer until the chicken is cooked through, 30 minutes or so depending on your preferred size of chicken chunk. Serve with basmati rice and a vegetable of your choice. Marion, it transpired, expressed a preference for chocolate buttons in place of the more traditional turmeric and asafoetida. Mr. Mullaney talked her down, thankfully, but she still insisted on sprinkling some onto her portion from a huge tub of the things that she kept in her bag, in her words, for such emergencies. After dinner, we moored up where we were for the night and set sail at dawn the next morning.
Saturday, May the 1st.
Ah, sleep well, everyone?
Oh, no!
Oh, God. Oh, Dad, you can't sleep.
Well, I couldn't sleep at all, Damien, actually. Is that why they call them berths? Because they're about as uncomfortable?
Oh, don't.
Luckily, I managed to sleep in a downward dog. Classic.
It's like we're being slowly tortured.
All right, look, we probably just need to go for a walk. Loosen our limbs, stretch the legs. There's a pub 2 miles down the track.
Ooh, well, gosh. Actually, I think I'll stay here. Ow! Ah! Ooh. No, ow. On second thoughts, no, I'll come with.
I should stay here too, really, and look after Dad.
Oh, dear.
No, no, you can't be sat here on your birthday, Damien. No, no, I'll look after him.
Well, I think a hearty stroll to the pub will do me good, yes.
Marion, please, not in your condition.
Oh, stop mollycoddling me, Damien. I'm a pregnant woman, not a brandy snap.
I think a walk with a pint at the end of it and some deep fried food might be just the thing.
Oh, lovely.
Now, I know you're not drinking now, Ian. I'm sure no one would be offended if you wanted to stay behind here to chant.
I can sit in a pub and not drink, Damo. I might be a recovering alcoholic, but I'm not a slave to my body's memories of its previous life. No, no, no. We're like the 7 musketeers, all for one and one for all. To the pub, mes braves. Au pub.
And so we left the narrowboat moored, and after a pleasant half-hour stroll down the towpath, is there anything better than the English countryside in May? Freshly laundered sheets, perhaps? We strolled across the water meadows and reached the Pike and Angler, where we were met by the most horrifying sign known to the English pub-goer.
This pub is a child-friendly zone.
Oh, dear. Look at the menu. This isn't food. This is a facsimile of food.
Well, we're here now. Besides, they do a good pint of real ale.
How can you possibly know that?
Well, look over there. The barman's wearing a waistcoat.
Right, so that's 2 traditional Warwickshire Cajun chicken burgers, 1 traditional Black Country spaghetti carbonara with a side order of brown sauce.
And jam.
Lovely, thank you.
And two regular traditional Forest of Arden tuna cheese bakes.
Yes, that'll do for us, Dennis.
And one traditional Warwickshire Lockkeeper's gluten-free vegetarian chermain.
Lovely.
And nothing for you at all, sir?
No. Thank you.
You sure?
Damien, go on.
Smart for choice. I'll try the traditional Warwickshire Yorkshire pudding Mexicana, please.
Oh, lovely. Vegetarian or with chorizo?
With chorizo, please.
Well, I'll have to see if we have any of that, but will chorizo be all right if we don't?
Yes, of course. Extra jalapenos, please.
Oh, extra jelly penis for the gentleman who looks extra hot already. Yes. All right. Lovely.
Almost as soon as we'd finished eating, it was time to leave, as it had started raining and the pub filled up with hyperactive children and their hyper-unattentive parents. The consensus was that we should call a taxi, and after half an hour, who should pull up in a people carrier but the man who'd rented us our narrowboat? I was bemoaning the lack of fresh food as he drove us back, and he mentioned that if we were looking for something truly fresh, then we should try fishing for crayfish. He could sell us some licences, he said, another of his son's money-making schemes, and fair play to him, I say, viva la revolution, and so on and so forth. So I bought a licence and two traps for £50, coincidentally the same price as the insurance, perhaps the wheel has got stuck on his price gun, and he deposited us back at the narrowboat.
Right, everyone, it's birthday present time.
All right.
Oh, really? You shouldn't have. Your presence alone is quite enough of a...
Yeah, right. This is from me and Sam.
Oh, thank you. Well, that is lovely paper.
Thank you. Sam chose it, actually.
Oh, a Kindle.
Oh.
No. Drag me into the 21st century, why don't you? Anthony will probably have to show me how to use it.
Yes. Right, who's next?
Well, this is from me and your father.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Where is he, by the way? Oh dear! Right.
Open it.
Oh well, it's another Kindle. what a lovely reflection of how well you know me that you also got me a Kindle. How marvellous. Well, I'm sure it's very handy if the other one runs out of books.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So, Ian.
I didn't have time to wrap it properly.
Well, it's in a very posh bag, Ian.
So I just popped in the posh bag. It's just another Kindle. Yeah.
Right.
And finally, Anthony.
Well, Damien, you know how you don't like surprises on your birthday.
It's another Kindle, isn't it?
Yes.
Really?
Oh.
Thank you all very much. Thank you. I'm absolutely not embarrassed or disappointed because, as you know, I love reading books or digital versions of them. That's what Kindles are for, isn't it? Most people only have one Kindle, if they're lucky, whereas I've got four, so I must be... My luck's been quadrupled over that of the ordinary bibliophile. Or should I say ordinary... tablet file. So, thank you all very much for your supremely coordinated effort. Now, if you don't mind, I think I might go and try a spot of crayfishing.
I was not best pleased with the e-reader mix-up, but was mollified by the assurances that everyone had kept their receipts, and so I'd be able to take the Kindles back and exchange them for something I'd like, a dough hook, perhaps, or a chafing dish, or some actual bloody books. Thankfully, it had stopped raining, so we cast off and headed down the canal while the evening light still held to a mooring which the boatman had assured me was a prime spot to catch American crayfish. So, with traps baited with tinned sardines, we went to bed early after a short but demanding day. Sunday, May the 2nd.
Morning, Mr. Mullaney. You're up early.
I know. You can call me Sam, Mr. Trench.
Yes, I know. I just... perhaps it's because you're so tall and good at driving the boat. It doesn't seem right.
You wouldn't be just trying to keep some sort of social distance just because your husband-to-be has been a bit of an arse over the whole housewine thing.
An arse? Well, that's a bit... No, of course not, Mr. Sam. Mr. Mullaney. That is entirely between the two of you, although I must confess I am rather embarrassed about it, because strictly on Trenu, and I do mean strictly, I feel that he is rather more in the wrong than in the right.
Of course you are.
I do feel very awkward about this, Mr. Sam. Mr. Mullaney, I wanted this break to offer an opportunity to heal the whole thing, but he is being damned
about it. Don't worry, I'm happy to observe a truce for the time being. Sure it'll all blow over sooner or later.
Well, that is very good of you to say, Mr. Sam, Mr. Mullaney.
Maybe it's best if we just do stick with Mr. Mullaney.
Yes, can we? Thank you. Right, well... let's see if we've had any luck with the crayfish.
Here, I'll lend you a hand.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, looks like you've nearly a dozen in there.
Ah, excellent. Well, we need to be sure to throw back any natives. We can only keep the American ones.
How do you tell them apart?
The American ones are louder, with more expensive dental work. Morning.
Oh, Ian. Morning. You're also up early.
Best time for yoga, first thing, while the chi is fresh. So, what are you planning to do with these little crayfish? Train them?
Train them?
Well, presumably they can do tricks or something, or what's the point of depriving them of their freedom?
They're a bullying invasive non-native species, Ian.
Yeah, but fortunately they taste delicious.
You intend to eat them?
Of course.
But you'd have to kill them.
Well, not necessarily, but I think that'd be safer.
A living creature? Are you sure you want that kind of karma on your conscience, Demo?
Karma on my conscience? It won't affect my conscience at all, I am afraid, Ian.
But you're happily constructing a crayfish death row.
Well, Ian, I am a food writer. You represent me. I respect your veganism, and I have done ever since you decided to become one last Thursday, but I don't really see how you can object to me eating animals and still take commission from my work. Mm-hmm. Unless you'd rather not take commission from my work.
I see. Right. I don't know if I can cope with this. It's a bit aggressive, first thing. Certainly got my chakras jangling. Perhaps I'll walk down the towpath for a while and I'll join you later.
Ian, wait. Look, I'm sorry I snapped. Most unlike me. This whole event has been the very opposite of relaxing so far. Sleep deprivation has put me on an unusually short fuse.
Just need some space, that's all.
Well, we're going to Napsley Hall. That'll be spacious. It's a lovely big stately home. It's about 5 miles further along. Where, I might add, they make renowned Eccles cakes.
Morning, Anthony.
Oh, and by the way, Damien, I forgive you, too.
For what?
For taking Mr. Mullaney's side in all this. Thin walls, hey.
Oh, dear.
Anthony, we're going to be passing the Central England Museum of Traditional Building in a little while. Don't you clearly remember how you were saying that you might like to tag along there with Mr. Mullaney and, you know, talk about buildy stuff together?
And I suppose a little further along we'll pass the Museum of Apparently Hasty Property Acquisitions with a view to profitable refurbishment and resale, and you and Mr. Mullaney can then guilt trip me into some kind of contrite recognition of incompetence.
Anthony, would you come on out of that? Why don't we just put that to one side for now? Forget about it till we're back at work, yeah?
It must rankle, though, Mr. Mullaney.
What's that, Mrs. Trench?
Damien told me the full story on the way to the pub.
Yeah, thank you, Mother. Good morning.
Do you think you were a little impetuous, Anthony?
I see. So it is a conspiracy.
Mother, I told you all of that in the strictest confidence.
You'll be married soon, Damien. You can't have secrets from each other.
Right, now I'm off. Ian, wait for me.
Please don't storm.
You might want to watch out for you.
Anthony, mind you.
Are you sure you're all right?
I didn't get off this wretched canal boat.
It's a narrow boat.
Yes. Why get off the door? I need some air.
Morning, everyone.
Oh, morning.
What a beautiful day.
Hello.
Who wants coffee?
Oh.
There's a man incapable of learning the lessons of history.
When we arrived at Napsley Hall, Anthony and Ian were nowhere to be seen. Nevertheless, we spent a very pleasant few hours exploring the exquisitely preserved Jacobean mansion and walled gardens. And, of course, its renowned tea rooms, home to arguably the finest Eccles cake this country produces. Native to Lancashire, authentic Eccles cakes have also been made in Warwickshire since the early 19th century, when, according to legend, a band of religious dissenters with a sweet tooth were forced to flee south after eccentricities in the preparation of the cake mix prompted accusations of heresy and Jacobite sympathies. I ate several and then bought a whole bag for consumption later. I carried the bag, much as I imagine a bomb disposal expert carries a recently extricated fuse, with pride as well as prudence. We returned to the narrowboat and were greeted by a somewhat charged Ian and Anthony.
Ah, there you are.
Yeah, Damon, Mr. Mullaney, I've been doing some thinking and I'm very sorry about this morning and about everything. It was my fault, because I see that now and I see everything now.
Are you okay, Anthony?
Yeah, fine.
Have you been drinking?
Yeah, just a couple. Just purged myself of the forage mushrooms Ian picked up on the way back.
You picked mushrooms and ate them without advice from a professional?
No, of course not. He bought them from an expert forager we met along the way, a fellow with a blue Mohican. He said they would help me think, and oh, they did.
Oh, God, where's Ian?
He's below. He's looking at the light on my mobile phone. Seems utterly fascinated by it. Well, we both were. It's so many colours, and you can touch. I'm going to look at those clouds properly, because in the sunset, look. Sam, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I'm sorry. And I'm...
You're all right.
Oh, excuse me.
God, he's setting me off now.
Ow! Ow! Something's biting me!
Marion! I liberated the crayfish, Damo, to save you at this holiday from a big cloud of bad karma following us all the way around the ring to Digbeth Basin and back.
You released the crayfish?
You didn't just leave them crawling around the boat, did you?
Jesus! Ian, you are an idiot. Oh, God. Is Marion all right?
She's a bruise on her leg about half the size of the one Ian's going to have if I get a hold of him.
Sam!
Look at the sunset. There's so many colours. Come on, we've got to get closer.
Anthony, stop. Turn off the engine.
Oh, God, we're moving.
What is going on? For goodness sake.
Come here, my darlings. Let's get ourselves back in the water where we belong. Geronimo!
Damien, why is the boat moving?
Mum, Anthony, you've just knocked my mother into the water.
Well, how was I supposed to know there was a door there?
There isn't a door there.
All right, look, don't panic. I've got the boat hook.
Don't worry, Janet. Mr. M's got the boat.
Mr. Mullaney, watch out with that. Oh, Dad, are you all right?
I'm sorry, I didn't see you there.
Oh, Mr. Mullaney, let's make up with a proper big hug.
Maybe later, Anthony. Let go!
Anthony, you're going to knock us both. Yeah. Oh.
Mr. Trench! The boat hook!
Oh, God. Oh, God, I've got my hand on the tiller. What do I do?
Slow it down, Damien!
Look out for the tunnel!
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Where's the ship to shore radio? Oh, the boat's getting away. Come back! Boat! Stop! Ahoy! Is there anything you can shout that makes a boat stop?
And so, as we flayed around in what turned out to be only about 4 foot of water, the narrowboat slowly disappeared into the tunnel, with our possessions, our food, our clothes, and my 4 Kindles on it. Without food, without phones, but within water, we were helpless, and the narrowboat just kept chugging slowly away to silence.
Oh, Ian, what the hell did you think you were doing?
I think I'm going to be sick.
I actually feel much better.
Releasing crayfish with a pregnant woman on board.
I was really trying to help.
Could we all just calm down?
Water's very, very pretty.
I can't swim. I can't
stand up then.
Anthony, I forgive you.
Poor Marion being surprised like that in her condition. Are you okay, Marion? Marion? Oh, my God. Marion?
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 Where is she?
Marion! Quiet! Everyone! Do you hear that?
And then, suddenly, through the early evening mist, came the sound of the chugging back towards us. Louder and louder it came, until there, out of the tunnel, proudly, heroically, like her namesake leading the French to victory in Delacroix's painting, came Marion, her hand firmly on the tiller of the narrowboat, steering it admirably for somebody in her condition.
Oh,
Marion.
Marion.
I was downstairs attending to those bloody crayfish bites, and when I came up, everyone had disappeared. So I turned the boat around and came back to find you.
Oh, gosh, Marion, you are brilliant.
Now, I suggest someone phones a people carrier for the hospital. Anthony probably needs his head looking at. Ian needs his stomach pumped. Mr. and Mrs. Trench need drying off.
Quite right, Marion.
And while we're at the hospital, I might have a baby. I think my waters have broken.
Oh, Marion! Goodness me.
Where's your bag?
Calm.
Oh, what a surprise. Happy birthday.
In and Out of the Kitchen, The Birthday, was created by and starred Miles Jupp, with Justin Edwards, Philip Fox, Leslie Vicarage, Selina Cadell, Alex Tregear and David Acton. It was written by Nick Revel. The producer was Sam Michel, and it was a BBC Radio comedy production.